to the One Mind Dogs From the Dog's Perspective podcast. I'm your host, Noora Keskiväri, and on this show, we explore personal dog journeys and uncover how we can become the best possible dog owners from the dog's perspective, of course. I'm personally super passionate about understanding the dog's perspective and with that, helping others to have a happy and balanced life with their dogs. It is always very inspirational to hear it from others, their journey with their dogs and learning more about the dog's perspective. Today, our guest is Nalisha from South Africa. She lives on a farm and is very much addicted to life with dogs. We can't wait to hear more about your interesting journey. So welcome to the podcast, Nalisha. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Nalisha van Dyk. I'm from a very small town in South Africa, East London. I'm the only person who does agility in East London. So now we've got a couple of people that also started the journey with us. So we're super proud of everybody that has started agility in East London. So I've got lots of dogs. I had at one stage 24 dogs, but it's now down to 18 dogs, 15 border collies and 3 papillons. And I had a Sheltie that died about 2 years ago. So I've got dogs all sizes.
It's so fascinating to hear stories from South Africa. And the reality is that you have active, not big community, but active community of dog people and agility people. Can you remember, what was your first experience with dogs? And did you, how was the life when you were a child when it comes to dogs?
I grew up with dogs. We lived in a town and then we moved to a farm, a small holding. And we always have had cows, pigs, dogs, cats, birds. My father used to have as a hobby, had birds, different type of birds. So I grew up with dogs. I saw them born when I was very, very little. So dogs became a normal, they're a normal part of life for me. I don't think I've ever been without a dog. And for about a year when I stayed in a flat. When I was young, just started off working and so on. But we always had dogs. But I need to say, I think it's different than having a dog than when you've actually trained a dog. The relationships are just so much better than and deeper when you have trained a dog.
That's correct. And that's really actually well described, what happens when you start doing stuff together with the dog. So yeah, the relationship is indeed different. As mentioned and as heard already, so dogs are really big part of your life. What inspires you in dogs?
I think when you first meet a dog, you think it's just a dog. But the more I do agility and the more I learn about dogs, the more I realize they're actually super, super creatures. They're very, very clever. They much, don't take it the wrong way, but in certain ways, they're much, much more intelligent than human beings can always, can be, because they're so adept at watching you, watching your behavior, watching movement, watching you the whole day to see what are you doing and what are you not doing. So the smallest thing can trigger them, or we call it a trigger, that they know we're going training or we're going this way or that way. They're so clever, these dogs. Just their athletic ability to be able to focus on you, focus on doing the job that they're supposed to do, running the course, not knocking bars, getting their contacts right. To do all of that at one single moment in time, having a fraction of a second to decide what to do. For me, that's super, super intelligence and capability that I don't think a person or a human can have. So I've got so much respect for a dog.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, when we go back to One Mind Dogs and the method, and it's all about the dog's perspective and understanding the the dog's world or the world from the dog's eyes. And especially we want to focus also inspiring people to learn to play with their dogs and have fun with their dogs in a way that it's fun also for the dog. And in this podcast, we want to share all these real life stories and how learning more about the dog's perspective has impacted the life with dogs. Now, Alicia, you have joined One Mind Dogs community some years ago. I don't remember exactly. Was it already 10 years ago as well with you? But anyway, can you describe how did you get started and how did you find One Mind Dogs?
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting story. I only started doing agility about, say, 10, 12 years ago in 2012. And at that point in time, there was very, very limited training material. The only information that I could find was from the United States of America book that I followed and some DVDs there and YouTube videos if you were lucky. So what happened, I think I had a video of the World Championships 2010 or somewhere there. And then I saw Jaco Swaknuti for the first time. And he so impressed me because he was so relaxed and calm. And he could just get anywhere. It looked like he was running slowly, but he was in all the right places at the right time. So at that point in time, because that was also when I started, I decided, no, I want to do very well with my dog. So we went to the European Open in 2013 to do a course before the European Open and then after the European Open. But then I watched all the handlers doing agility and so on. And that specific year, Janita Leinonen, she won the European Open. And as luck would have had it, we also booked a course with Jaco and Janita the week after the European Open. So there we started chatting and I started seeing how good they are, because in real life they look different than, you know, when you see them on video. And I thought, oh, what a pretty girl Janita is. She's stunning. And then at that point in time, they said they're going to start, it's in the pipeline, it's going to start anytime soon, this One Mind Online Dogs. So that was my first online course that I joined, where I could actually connect with the world and know on a world basis, because South Africa, we don't have that information available. So I could then connect with One Mind Dogs. I learned all the turns. So as they started publish them, I was taught the turns. And I think it just helped me tremendously with my journey, that in 2014, we made the SA team for the FSCI SA team, and also then the IFCS, the IFCS SA team. Winning and our team won a silver medal, South Africa. Can you believe it?
Oh my God. Oh, congratulations.
We're so small with Russia and all the big Germany. I can't remember if it was Germany, but the United States of America, all Italy. There was lots of other countries. And then small South Africa on a team event, we managed to get silver. So that was so amazing. And sure, I wouldn't have managed to have that level of knowledge from having almost no knowledge of agility to be able to compete at that level.
Well, that's impressive. Very good. Do you have any videos from that time?
Yeah, it is on YouTube. Yeah, my husband made one for us to remember.
Yeah. Yes, so I will add that link to this episode description so everybody can go and have a look. So if you send that link to me, so that would be great. Well, that's so exciting. Have you been traveling a lot in general outside South America?
No, we went then we went to Finland also in 2019. I made again the SA team with a small Papillon dog, Mia. And I think one of our photos that we sent you or provided to you is of the South Africa team in the One Mind Arena. And it was such a lovely training session that we had there. And then we could see live how the One Mind Arena looked like. And it was such an amazing experience.
Oh, wow. So lovely story and lovely memory as well. Yeah, and it's also impressive that you have been to Finland. So from all the way from South Africa to Finland. So how did you like Finland?
I really enjoyed the experience and the river. And I think there was like a fun fest, a fun thing that you had going on the river at that point in time. Also, it was just before the close of your summer season.
Yes. That's that's interesting. And one time you have to come to Finland when it's winter and you have all the snow and Santa Claus.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Very cool.
Yes, it is. Okay, let's move back to the dog's perspective. What can you remember, or can you describe to us, like, what has been your biggest kind of aha or eye-opening moment when you started to learn more about the dog's perspective?
In the beginning, because I had a large dog to train and a small Papillon, that's very, you mean they small 3 kilograms? I thought a large dog and a small dog will be exactly the same in terms of training. Like in a large dog, you do your arms and your hips and your knees. And I thought I could do those pull-throughs exactly the same for a large dog than what you do for a small dog. Then I realized, no, a small dog rather looks at your feet because they're so small, it's all they can see. And then you have to make sure that your feet is in the right direction all of the time. And then a medium dog is more, they will look more at your knee size. But that pulled through. So I so struggled with it in the beginning to teach a little dog that. So that was a big eye-opener for me, that you have to get your feet, your movement, all of that correct for your dog to be able to run clean runs.
Right. Well, if we think about now that you have already a lot of experience of training dogs, has there been any hurdles or struggles while training your dog or doing agility or running a course?
I think my biggest struggle when I was quite new into this is that dogs have different personality types. I call them, it's just my own words, it's not scientific, but I call them introverts, extroverts. There's dogs that stress up, so they just keep on working, quicker and quicker and quicker and offering you more behavior. And there's dogs that stress down, they get slower and slower and start looking at you. And they've got a different learning style. So I have learned, my biggest eye-opener is that each dog is different and you can't train every dog the same. You have to adapt to the specific dog that you have. And some dogs develop quicker in the one area. I had litter brothers and litter sisters of the same litter that I trained, and they don't develop the same. So the one will develop quicker in this area and the other ones in that area. So basically, you just need to train the dog that you have and relax. Smile right when you're training, have fun when you're training, don't be so strict. And when they're not ready this week, try again next week or the week after, but don't get cross and don't get into a fight with your dog. Just be happy, because they pick up stress so quickly because they're so observant with how your facial expression, your shoulders, how you breathe. They pick up stress so quickly. And then some try to just please you, and they just make more and more and more mistakes the more they want to please you, and other just don't want to do anything. So, yeah, that's my biggest lesson that I've learned, yeah.
What about the highlights? What have been your top highlights with your dogs and in your life?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I just think I really, really love it when you struggle with something like a Papillons. For me, they struggle to train weaves. I find it difficult to train that. So you struggle and you struggle and you struggle, and then suddenly you get it right. And then in competition, when you get that specific thing right and it just works perfectly, oh, that for me is a highlight. And that is what I enjoy. So it's not winning or anything like that, or achieving or going to SA Champs or going to the World Championships. It's not that. For me, it's more the satisfaction that I get when you've put that effort in and then suddenly your dog gets it and they're so happy. And that for me is the biggest motivator.
That's great. You mentioned that you dream about helping dog owners full time in the future to enhance the life of dogs. Can you please tell us a little bit more about that dream?
I think if I can just, okay, I'm quite old now. Probably when I retire, I'll focus more on that. But I just think, and I'm talking for myself as a new owner with a new dog that I didn't know anything about. And there's lots of, in South Africa, there's lots of rescue dogs, for example, or dogs with behavioral problems and aggression issue. Or I hate that word, but reactivity, those type of problems. But I would love to help owners, but not with behavioral specific things, but specifically training from such a step-by-step, such a low increase in steps in how you train it. The owners and the dogs have success all of the time. So every lesson, everything is just success on success on success. Because you've broken the training down in such small steps, nobody can fail. And then I can see in my training classes that I now have is I can see how everybody just loves the training and enjoys the training. And then the people who started here with no agility training, they now into their puppies, their first set of puppies that they now want to do agility with. So, and just to help them to learn about how to train dogs, that is so... It's such a nice feeling when you can see them also tagging and retrieving, and they get all of that right, and they and their relationship then with their dog.
Yes, well, that sounds a good plan, and a lot of wisdom behind that. Well, when you think about, for example, a friend or neighbor that is getting their first ever dog, what kind of tips would you tell them?
Okay, because I'm in training, I play with my dog. The first thing I teach my dogs are how to tag and I teach tagging and retrieve also with tagging and that. So those are my first things that I train and basically relationship building and a little bit of recalls and so forth. Yeah, so tagging, because if people wait too long to tag, then you struggle when they're big and their dogs are a year old or so. That's the most, at this point in time, that's how I get the first people that starts to train. They have a dog that's older than a year, they've never tagged, so it's quite a bit of a struggle to get the dogs to tag, so it takes a while. So every person I see with a new puppy, I start tagging with their dogs and I show them how to play.
Well, that's great. Like, South Africa is such an interesting country, and unfortunately I haven't been there myself. I have traveled quite a bit, but South Africa is still on my list. Could you tell me if you would think that I would travel there, like about the dog life there, and like, how would you describe it, and where would you take me if I would travel there to visit some dogs and dog stuff?
South Africa is totally opposite than Finland because it's such open spaces and dogs can wander freely around, and on the farm, the dogs are everywhere, and your dog are not allowed in the street per se, but there's dogs on the beach running without leads that they're not really supposed to do that. But I would take my dog to the beach and we'll play in the river. They swim a bit in the sea without leads, and then you recall them. So it's a bit different because we've got such vast open spaces. in town, like the big cities like Cape Town and Johannesburg, obviously it's different there because it's also the flats and it's much smaller suburban life. I mean, it's different, but in East London, for instance, where it's still sort of farm life, town life, small town life. I mean, it's much more relaxed and yeah. So I don't know where I would say come to me.
Yeah.
And then I'll show you around.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Well, I can surprise you someday for sure. Well, there is this big question I always want to ask people. So if there is one thing you could change in the world to make dogs' lives better, what would that thing be?
I would say I have a proper owner. Have an owner that is proper, that would look after them. But in South Africa, the reality isn't like that because we have spaces and towns where you've got dogs walking freely around and then they breed. They've got lots of puppies. So there's lots of dogs that ends up in shelters. So it would be very good in South Africa, for instance, if we can have people that help us to spay a lot of dogs so that they can't have puppies. Just puppies and breed more puppies and that. So I think, but on the other hand, I also don't want to say I have control dogs where it's all breed dogs because our first dogs, none of our dogs were registered with FCI. You know, KUSA in South Africa is a Kennel Union of South Africa. Our first dogs were like dogs that you get for presents and, you know, it's somebody in the streets got puppies and we got dogs like that. So, but backyard breeders, no, I don't think that is good. But I'm also not judgmental, but I just think puppies needs to be limited to people who breed, who can actually afford to feed those puppies and have owners for them and homes ready for them. It's a difficult subject there. I just wish every dog will have an owner who can feed it properly, give it medical attention and look after their dog and train their dog. That will be the ideal world, but it's not necessarily so in South Africa currently.
Right, right. And that's in different levels, that's the challenge globally. So yes. So it's the matter of also educating people how to understand the dog's perspective.
Yes, 100%.
Now we are going to the end of this episode. And lastly, I would like to ask if there is anything I didn't ask and you would like to share with us and with our listeners.
I would just say enjoy your dog. Be happy that you have a dog. Love your training. Love your time with your dog. So life is short. Enjoy the moment, every moment that you have. And be happy.
Perfect. Hey, Delicia, thank you so much for being our guest today and sharing your incredible stories and insights also from South Africa. To all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to the One Mind Dogs From the Dog's Perspective podcast. We hope you have gained inspiration for your own life with your dogs and for learning more about the dog's perspective. Remember to follow the One Mind Dogs social media channels and sign up for the podcast newsletter to stay updated on our latest episodes and exciting content. We would, of course, love to hear from you as well. So tag One Mind Dogs and share your special moments with your dogs. Thanks again, Alicia. Thank you for being our guest. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
And see you in the next episode, everyone. Bye-bye.